6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
My dear friends, today we are gathered to talk about something that many of us struggle with. Overthinking. Overthinking can be a heavy burden. It's like carrying a weight on your shoulders that grows heavier with each passing thought. Every what if, every doubt, every worry adds another layer to this burden until it feels almost impossible to move forward. But I am here to tell you today that God will really do the impossible for you. He will lift that weight from your shoulders. He will set you free from the chains of overthinking. We live in a world where overthinking has become almost second nature. We worry about our jobs, our families, our futures. We replay conversations in our heads, wondering if we said the right thing. We stress over decisions, big and small, fearing the consequences of making the wrong choice. This constant cycle of worry and doubt drains our energy and steals our peace. But remember, my friends, we have a powerful God who is greater than any of our fears or doubts. Let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself lying awake at night, your mind racing with thoughts you can't seem to escape? Have you ever felt paralyzed by fear of the unknown? If so, you are not alone. We've all been there. We've all felt that crushing weight of uncertainty and fear. But here's the good news. God sees you. He understands your struggles. He understands your struggles. He knows the battles you face in your mind, and he's ready to help you overcome them. When we overthink, we are essentially trying to take control of our lives. We think that by analyzing every possible outcome, we can somehow prevent bad things from happening. But the truth is, we are not in control. God is, and he is more than capable of handling our lives. He is the creator of the universe, the one who holds the stars in place. If he can do that, surely he can take care of us. You see, overthinking stems from a place of fear and lack of trust. We fear the unknown, so we try to figure everything out on our own. We don't fully trust that God will come through for us, but God is asking us to let go of that fear, to trust him completely. He is asking us to stop overthinking and to start believing in his power to do the impossible. Think about the times when you have tried to solve your problems on your own. How often did it lead to more stress and anxiety? How often did it leave you feeling more confused and overwhelmed? Now, think about the times when you have surrendered your worries to God. How did that feel? didn't you experience a sense of peace and relief? That's because when we hand over our worries to God, we are no longer carrying the burden alone. He takes that weight from us and replaces it with His peace. Today, I want you to begin to let go of that heavy burden of overthinking. Start by acknowledging that you cannot do it all on your own. Admit that you need God's help. It's okay to feel weak. It's okay to admit that you don't have all the answers. That's where God steps in. He is strong when we are weak. He is wise when we are confused. He is peace when we are anxious. Take a moment to breathe deeply. Close your eyes and imagine handing all your worries, all your fears, and all your doubts over to God. Picture Him taking that heavy load from you, replacing it with His peace. Feel the weight lifting off your shoulders. Feel the freedom that comes with trusting in His power to do the impossible. My friends, this is just the beginning. In the next parts of our journey together, we will explore how God works in ways we cannot see, how He is always with us, and how He will indeed do the impossible for us. But for now, I want you to hold on to this truth. God loves you. He sees your struggles, and He is ready to do the impossible in your life. Trust Him. Stop overthinking. Surrender your worries to Him, and watch as He turns your burdens into blessings. Let us continue this journey together with open hearts and minds, ready to receive the incredible.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Well, things God has in store for us. Remember, God is with you, and He will do the impossible for you. Stop overthinking and start believing. This is just the beginning of a powerful transformation in your life. My beloved friends, let's delve deeper into what it means to trust in God's plan for our lives. Trusting God is not always easy, especially when we are faced with uncertainties and challenges, but it's in these moments of doubt and fear that our faith is tested and strengthened. Have you ever looked at a beautiful tapestry? From the front, it's a masterpiece, a seamless work of art. But if you flip it over, you see a mess of threads going in all directions. Our lives can often feel like the back of that tapestry, messy, tangled, and confusing. We see the chaos and wonder how anything good can come from it. But God sees the front of the tapestry. He sees the complete picture. He is weaving a beautiful story for each of us, even when we cannot see it ourselves. When we overthink, we are essentially trying to peek at the front of the tapestry before it's complete. We want to understand every detail, every twist and turn. But God is asking us to trust Him with the process. He is asking us to believe that He is working all things together for our good, even when we cannot see it. Take a moment to reflect on the times in your life when things didn't go according to your plan. Maybe you faced unexpected setbacks, disappointments, or losses. At the time, it may have seemed like everything was falling apart, but looking back, can you see how those difficult moments shaped you, taught you valuable lessons, and led you to where you are today? That's God's hand at work in your life. Trusting in God's plan means letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives. It means surrendering our plans and desires to Him, believing that He knows what is best for us. It's about having faith that He is leading us on a path that will ultimately bring us closer to Him and fulfill our purpose. In Proverbs 3:5-6, we are reminded to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This verse is a powerful reminder that our understanding is limited, but God's wisdom is infinite. When we lean on our own understanding, we are bound to feel lost and overwhelmed. But when we trust in God, He will guide us on the right path. Imagine you are walking through a dense forest. The path ahead is unclear, and you can barely see a few steps in front of you. You have two choices. You can either try to navigate the forest on your own, risking getting lost and feeling anxious about every step, or you can trust the guide who knows the forest inside and out. The guide can lead you safely through, even when you cannot see the way. That guide is God. He knows the way, and He will lead you safely through the uncertainties of life. My dear friends, I encourage you to take a step of faith today. Begin to trust God's plan for your life. Release the need to understand every detail, and instead, embrace the peace that comes with surrendering to His will. When you find yourself overthinking and worrying about the future, remind yourself that God is in control. He is the master weaver, and He is creating a beautiful tapestry with your life. To trust God fully, we need to build a relationship with Him. Spend time in prayer, talking to Him about your fears and doubts. Listen for His guidance and reassurance. Surround yourself with a community of believers who can support and encourage you in your faith journey. The more you get to know God, the easier it becomes to trust Him. My friends, remember that God's plan is perfect. It may not always align with our own plans, but it is always for our good. Trusting Him means letting go of our fears and embracing the unknown with confidence, knowing that He is leading us every step of the way. God will do the impossible for you. Stop overthinking. Trust His plan and watch as He unfolds a beautiful story in your life. My dear friends, let's focus on one of the biggest obstacles to trusting God and stopping overthinking: fear. Fear can grip our hearts and minds, paralyzing us and preventing us from moving forward. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. Instead, He calls us to live in faith and confidence in His love and power. Fear often sneaks in when we feel uncertain about the future. It whispers lies into our ears, telling us that we are not enough, that we will fail, or that something terrible is bound to happen. These fears can spiral out of control, causing us to overthink every decision and doubt every step we take. But my friends, God is greater than our fears. He is our protector, our guide, and our source of strength. Think about the times when fear has held you back. Maybe you were afraid to take a new job, afraid to move to a new city, or afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Fear can keep us stuck in a place of safety and familiarity, but it also keeps us from experiencing the fullness of life that God has planned for us. God wants us to live boldly and courageously, trusting that He is with us every step of the way. To overcome fear, we must first recognize its source. Fear often comes from a place of insecurity and a lack of trust in God's provision. We fear because we feel inadequate, unsure, and alone. But God tells us that we are never alone. He is with us, guiding us, and providing for us. When we place our trust in Him, fear loses its power over us. In Isaiah 41:10, God reassures us, saying, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This promise is a powerful reminder that God is always by our side. He strengthens us, helps us, and upholds us. When we remember this truth, fear begins to fade away. Letting go of fear requires us to actively replace our fearful thoughts with thoughts of faith and trust in God. When fear tells us that we are not enough, we must remind ourselves that God says we are wonderfully made and deeply loved. When fear tells us that we will fail, we must remember that God has plans to prosper us and give us hope. When fear tells us that something terrible will happen, we must trust that God is our protector and that He works all things together for our good. One practical way to combat fear is through prayer. When you feel fear creeping in, take a moment to pray. Pour out your fears and worries to God and ask Him to fill you with His peace and courage. Prayer is a powerful tool that connects us with God's strength and calms our anxious hearts. It reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles and that God is always with us. As we continue to move forward, I encourage you to take a step of faith today. Identify one fear that has been holding you back and surrender it to God. Trust Him to handle it and take a bold step forward, knowing that He is with you. Remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. My dear friends, God will do the impossible for you. He will help you overcome your fears and lead you to a place of peace and confidence. Stop overthinking and let go of the fears that bind you. Trust in God's love and power, and watch as He transforms your life in ways you never thought possible. Let us now turn our hearts toward embracing His peace. Peace is a gift that God offers to each one of us, a profound sense of tranquility that surpasses all understanding. Yet, in our fast-paced, worry-filled lives, this peace often feels elusive. Today, I want to assure you that God's peace is not only possible, but is within your reach. Many of us spend our days in a whirlwind of thoughts, constantly planning, analyzing, and worrying about the future. This incessant overthinking robs us of our peace and leaves us feeling restless and anxious. But my friends, God invites us into a place of calm, where we can rest in His presence and experience true peace. To embrace God's peace, we must first learn to be still. In Psalm 46:10, we are reminded to be still and know that I am God. This powerful verse calls us to pause amidst our busy lives, to quiet our minds, and to focus on God. Being still doesn't mean we stop doing everything, but it means we take moments throughout our day to center ourselves in God's presence, to remind ourselves of His sovereignty and love. Imagine a stormy sea with waves crashing and winds howling. This is often what our minds feel like when we are overthinking and worrying. But now, imagine those waves calming, the winds settling, and the sea becoming smooth and peaceful. This is what happens when we invite God's peace into our hearts. He calms the storm within us and brings a deep sense of serenity. One practical way to practice stillness is through meditation and reflection. Set aside a few minutes each day to sit quietly and focus on God's presence. Breathe deeply, let go of your racing thoughts, and meditate on a simple truth about God, His love, His faithfulness, or His provision. Allow these truths to sink into your heart and mind, and let God's peace wash over you. Another way to embrace God's peace is by casting our anxieties on Him. In 1 Peter 5:7, We are encouraged to cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. God invites us to bring our worries and burdens to him, to lay them at his feet, and to trust him with them. When we hold on to our anxieties, they weigh us down and steal our peace. But when we release them to God, we make room for his peace to fill our hearts. My dear friends, I know that letting go of our worries is easier said than done. We are naturally inclined to hold on to them, to try and solve them on our own. But God is asking us to trust him, to believe that he is more than capable of handling our concerns. He is inviting us to experience the freedom that comes with releasing our anxieties to him. In Philippians 4:6-7, we are given a beautiful promise. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The scripture reminds us that prayer is a powerful tool in combating anxiety and overthinking. When we bring our requests to God with a thankful heart, he responds by filling us with his peace. I encourage you to make prayer a regular part of your daily routine. Whenever you feel anxiety creeping in, pause and pray. Tell God what is on your heart. Thank him for his goodness and ask for his peace to fill you. As you do this, you will begin to notice a shift within you. Anxiety will lessen and peace will increase. And let's open our hearts wider to the incredible peace that God offers. Trust his love, lean into his presence, and let go of the burden of overthinking. This journey is just beginning, and the best is yet to come. My friends, how many times have you found yourself frustrated because things weren't happening as quickly as you wanted them to? Perhaps you've been waiting for a breakthrough in your career, a solution to a problem, or healing for a loved one. The waiting period can be incredibly difficult, filled with uncertainty and doubt. But my friends, it's in these waiting times that God often does his most profound work in our lives. Trusting God's timing requires patience and faith. It means believing that God is at work, even when we cannot see it. It's about understanding that delays are not denials. They are often God's way of preparing us for what's to come. His timing is always perfect, and he knows exactly when we are ready to receive his blessings. Consider the process of planting a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, you don't see immediate results. It takes time for the seed to germinate, grow roots, and eventually sprout above the ground. During this time, it may seem like nothing is happening, but beneath the surface, there is significant growth taking place. The same is true for us. God is often working behind the scenes, preparing us, strengthening us, and growing our faith, even when we can't see it. In Isaiah 40:31, we are reminded that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This verse is a powerful reminder that waiting on God is not passive. It is an active, expectant hope in his promises. When we wait on the Lord, he renews our strength and equips us to keep moving forward. Let's also reflect on the concept of seasons. Just as nature goes through different seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter, our lives have seasons too. There are times of growth, times of rest, and times of preparation. Each season has its purpose and is essential for our overall development. Trusting in God's timing means recognizing the season we are in and embracing it fully, knowing that God is using it to shape us. Sometimes, the waiting season can feel like a wilderness, a place of isolation and uncertainty. But it's in the wilderness that God often draws us closer to him. It's where we learn to rely on Him more deeply and to trust Him completely. If you are in a waiting season right now, take heart. God is with you, and He is using this time to prepare you for something greater. My dear friends, I encourage you to surrender your timelines to God. Let go of the need to control the timing of events in your life. Instead, place your trust in God's perfect timing. Believe that He knows what is best for you and that He is never late. His timing is always right, and His plans for you are good. My friends, let us close this time together with a prayer. Heavenly Father, You are a God of miracles, a God who hears our cries and sees our deepest needs. We believe that You will solve our problems and come through for us in every area of our lives. Lord, we lift up our financial concerns to You. You know the burdens we carry, the worries that keep us awake at night. We ask for Your provision and guidance in our financial struggles. Open doors for new opportunities, bless our efforts, and help us to manage our resources with wisdom. Provide for our needs according to Your riches in glory, and let us experience Your abundant grace in our finances. We trust that You will make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, we also bring before You our needs for healing. You are the great physician, the one who can heal every sickness and restore every ailment. We ask for Your healing touch upon our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. For those who are suffering from physical illnesses, emotional pain, or mental anguish, we pray for Your miraculous healing. Let Your peace flow through them, bringing comfort and strength. We believe in Your power to heal and restore, and we place our faith in Your perfect will. Lord, we also seek Your hand of restoration in our lives. Whether it be relationships that need mending, dreams that need reviving, or hearts that need healing, we ask for Your restorative power to bring new beginnings. Restore what has been broken. Renew what has been lost, and refresh what has grown weary. Your ability to bring restoration is beyond our understanding, and we trust in Your work to bring wholeness and renewal. As we wait for Your answers, help us to remain patient and steadfast in our faith. Give us the strength to endure, the wisdom to trust Your timing, and the grace to embrace the journey. Let us not be discouraged by the challenges, but be encouraged by the assurance of Your presence and Your promises. Thank You, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We rest in the confidence that You are working on our behalf, solving our problems, and bringing healing and restoration to our lives. We look forward with anticipation to the ways You will come through for us, and we give You all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.